Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
If you haven't take problems, I feel bad for you, son.
I got 99 problems, but a Chris ain't one. Hit me.
Now, from the ESPN studios in New York City, this is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
Miami Dolphins are going to win. 21-19.
If they're going to contend at the championship level, you're going to have to beat good teams in closely contested games. And the Dolphins have shown that they are a good football team.
Expectations haven't changed. We just trust each other, go out and play football.
Tua looking, flips it downfield, wide open! Touchdown, Tyreek Hill!
Can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. I'm here. The Cheetah's here.
Kenny and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart speakers, presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. Harry, I think you might know a little something about trash. Were you a big trash talker?
Yeah, yes, I was. And I owe you, boy. The cheetah's here.
Okay, see.
I owe you.
I mean, this is what's happening already. We haven't even gotten into it, and this is already what's happening. It's time for They Said What?
They Said What?
I have to believe one and one is three. I can't operate where one and one is two.
They Said What?
And that's what we're doing. They Said What? We're going to come in, going to play a couple of things you got to hear, and we will tell you kind of what we think of it. Number one, like repeat offender here. Tyreek Hill gets an honorary medal because apparently he makes this every week. They Said What should just be called the Tyreek Hill Show. This is what Tyreek had to say, and it's a little bit about their upcoming opponent and about one person particularly. Check it out.
Why we play on primetime that week? I didn't even know that.
Amazon Prime.
Are we playing on Amazon Prime?
Thursday.
Oh, that's going to be lit right there. I ain't even know that for real. But, yeah, we're looking forward to the – who we play?
Bengals.
Looking forward to the challenge. It's going to be fun, you know. And I can't wait to go against Eli Apple, man. I owe you, boy. I owe you. Ooh. I'm here. The cheetah is here.
They said what?
I mean, he says he doesn't know who they're playing, but then he has plenty of shade left for Eli Apple. You in on this?
Listen, I'm going to have my popcorn ready tomorrow. Right, literally. I told my wife, listen, make sure your Amazon account is on so I can watch the game tomorrow night. And I'm staying home. I'm not going to the Mary J. Blige concert so I can, help my daughter do her homework and watch Thursday Night Football. That's my favorite R&B female artist of all time. But let me get to this. Let me get to this juiciness. So last year when the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, you know, Eli Apple went to Twitter and he tweeted, he added Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill. A, Mecole Hardman, Cheetah, DM me y'all number so I could hook y'all up with some Super Bowl tickets on me. And then he also retweeted a video that somebody, you know, said Tyreek Hill in the second half, and it's Akon singing a song, I'm locked up, they won't let me out, no. And Eli Apple retweeted that. So he went on social media, said a lot of things, and, you know, Tyreek Hill's response was like, you know, I got Super Bowl win, I've been to two, you know, what have you won, whatnot, but that's the riffraff between those two guys. But here's where it gets juicy. See, Tyreek Hill, when you call somebody boy, hey, boy, I owe you. They mean business. Because, see, those are fighting words right there. You somebody call you a boy. I had a teacher one time in middle school called me boy. And, you know, I instantly got sent to the principal's office. The only person going to call me boy is my father, not you.
Look, I think, you know, number one here, it speaks to how, I guess, angry Tyreek Hill is when he plays a game, right? Like, there's just a level of a passion to what he's doing that seems to be working right now. Everything he's asked about, he's got fire in his belly for. Fire in his belly might be a better way to describe it. But two, it is kind of funny. I laugh at Eli Apple as just somebody that consistently seems to be in the crosshairs of people wanting to trash talk him. Like, there are certain guys that obviously get the people against them sort of, let's say, worked up a little bit. Most importantly, I feel like it's the Thursday night tradition now every week. Every week somebody texts me and is like, wait, Where's the Thursday night football? Every week. Like, y'all, it's on Amazon Prime. And it's going to be on Amazon Prime every Thursday for the rest of the year. Just learn this. Like,
but a lot of people complain about that, though.
Oh, for sure.
A ton of people complain about it. Hey, you just gotta download Amazon Prime and make sure you have it. Otherwise, you're not gonna be able to watch the Thursday night football game unless you have what the NFL Plus thing now, right?
I don't even
you can
think
watch
you
games
can,
after.
I don't think yeah, you can watch it after, but you can't get it live. Like this is one of those things, and like I do feel bad sometimes. You know, when you talk about rural areas that don't have access to high speed internet, there's more people than you think. About 14% of adult Americans don't even have access to high speed internet. About a third of minorities don't have access to high-speed internet, so difficult for some places to watch the game. But like, you gotta figure it out at this point. I think that's all you can do is just like throw it out to the world as a figure it out. Also, Tyreek has it figured out every single week. He's saying somebody's about to get paid, somebody's going to get rich, and somebody's going to get owned. Like that's just the weekly thing for Tyreek. Are you in for the amount of talking he's doing in general after the game?
I am. Okay. I love it because you know. Part of this business is being able to have a personality and being able to have people like you and adapt to you and want to see you, not just on the field, but off the field as well. And I think Tyreek Hill has done a phenomenal job of that.
Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you. One person with a ton of personality that also makes our list is Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins head coach. Check out what he had to say.
Called me at like 10:50 last night. And I'm like, dude, is everything okay? No, I'm just checking in on you. I'm like, all right, that's fun. And so, and just him talking to me, I can tell in his voice, he's literally going to do everything he can to play. So I'll know if he doesn't play that it literally was not possible, but happy with the way he's so far progressed and feel very optimistic because of how he's going about it.
Harry Douglas, what's the latest you ever called a coach and said you up?
Oh, like 1 a.m., 1:30 in the morning?
Ooh.
But because I was watching film and looking at plays and telling them this is something I think we should, you know, this is how we should attack the defense. It was actually Kansas City because every time you line up in a slot formation, that's receivers over tight end to the opposite side, they didn't go corners over. They brought the safety down, and that's back when Swanson was playing. And you know the story about, you know, when you have a guy like Swanson in the secondary fits, I'll leave it right there.
Mm. So was this call well-received that late at night?
It was.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just didn't know if there was like a co- like, because I'm one of those guys that like at 9:30 at night, I'm like, I don't know, should I, like Matt, like what?
To me, Harry would ask something super random at 1 a.m. like, hey, coach,
I will.
Is the hot dog a sandwich?
Oh yeah.
Damn, Matt, like
just like, something. Is a hot dog? Random. Yeah, nothing very important. Just hey, coach, it's bothering me.
I cannot tell you how many times I have either still been up because I was doing like SportsCenter on Snapchat or whatever, and my phone will like blow up at 1 a.m. and it's Harry. Or I will get up at like 3:30 in the morning because I have to do something, you know,
and
early.
I'm still up.
And Harry's texting me at 3:30 in the morning. He's like, I'm watching this. Like and you know, it just hits different with Harry Douglas. There's no two ways about it. I'm not sure I buy a lot out of anything. You know, when Mike McDaniel's talking about Tua calling him at 10:30 at night because he's excited to play. Cool. So the headline here should read, starting quarterback calls coach late at night because he's excited to play in game. Like, oh.
Yeah, because his back doesn't hurt because he never had a damn back injury probably.
I mean, the bigger
and
question.
I said probably. You know, I don't want to just throw it out and say he didn't have a back. Probably. Wink,
well,
wink.
Yeah, here's the thing. As somebody that has had a lot of back issues, I've never stumbled like I have a concussion when I've gone back to reach for my back in tremendous pain.
Well, at some point, if you hurt your back right then and there instantly, wouldn't you grab your back fits at some point? Wouldn't you grab it?
Oh, yeah. No, I
clutch at it at some point.
I've slipped a disc a couple of times, and actually you scream like a little child, and then you just like reach for everything close to your tailbone. It looks like the cartoons of your butt's on fire.
The rest of the Dolphins have the back issue from carrying two to that 3-0 start.
Oh, Evan. Oh. Evan.
The man threw four touchdowns in the fourth quarter, Evan, and five in the second half against the Ravens.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah, against a team that literally didn't have a secondary. Like, somehow they had a little kid playing Madden who had blitz, all-out blitz on the safeties and left nothing over the top.
Third and 22.
I'm still
going
to go back.
Third and 22.
Look.
He has to make that throw.
Dolphins fans, you know darn well all y'all Dolphins fans that were adding everybody on Twitter after a fourth quarter comeback against the Ravens were the same ones in the first quarter that were tweeting, Tua's a bum. I was sitting around with some Dolphins fans, and a couple of them were like, this guy's a bum. He can't throw. And then, like, two quarters later, it's like, I told you. Why does everybody disrespect Tua? Like, oh, my God. Yeah, you guys can chime in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can hang out with us. Only if you have nice things to say, though. Look, my beloved Raiders are 0-3. I don't want your garbage today. Either give me nice things or don't give me anything at all. Coming up, there's a huge matchup this weekend. Some say it could change one conference's entire outlook for the rest of the year. We'll tell you about it next. It's Canty and Carlin, Harry and Fitz in on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart speakers. He's the great Harry Douglas. I'm the sufficiently average Jason Fitz. We're in for the guys.
Yes, classic.
And for anyone that doesn't know, Harry and I both work a lot in college football, and I think that's important because, frankly, it gets me to the mayhem moment. Brought to you by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate. Harry is in the Ring of Honor at Louisville, and by the way, Louisville had a much better season this year so far than many had projected. Harry, what's our level of trash talking about Louisville football right now?
I have to stay humble because we did lose to Syracuse in game one, who's still undefeated. Syracuse is, right. And then Florida State easily should have won that game, and they're still undefeated. So I've eaten a piece of the humble pie for the time being. As the season goes on, you know how this is going
to
get, Fitz.
Well, there were low expectations coming in, but let's see where it plays out to. But there's an opportunity for a mayhem moment in general because, frankly, NC State is taking on Clemson this weekend, a game you'll be at for Countdown to Game Day. And it makes me wonder what you expect here because Clemson's the number five team in the country. But I would say, using the dreaded eye test, DJ Uiagalelei hasn't always been particularly great in this season. I don't know that Clemson has made it look easy, and NC State is coming in undefeated saying, hey, why not us? Like, I know NC State had a close call week one, but since then they've looked great, and they came in with high expectations of their own.
Yeah, I'm going to start with Clemson first and DJ Uiagalelei. I thought the first game, and I was actually at that one against Georgia Tech, I was like, okay, at some point, it's going to be Cade Kubanek. He's going to come in and be the starting quarterback. But then you watched the game last week against Wake Forest, as I watched the game last week against Wake Forest, and I thought I seen major strides in DJ Uiagalelei. Now, are there still things mechanical-wise that he has to work on as a quarterback? Yes, there's a ton of things he needs to work on. But once he gets that training, I think he's going to be okay. What he did, though, last week in that double overtime win versus Wake Forest is put that team on his back. You talk about 371 yards, 5 touchdown passes. I believe he rushed for over 40 yards as well. But he made throws and made play after play to give Clemson an opportunity. And on the opposite side of the ball, defensively, Clemson's defensive line Although Sam Hartman had a decent game, at times they made it hell for him, Fitz. I'm just going to be honest. You talk about Brian Breesy, Tyler Davis, KJ Henry, Miles Murphy. Those guys made it difficult for the Wake Forest offensive line. And when I look at this game, there's a slot guy named Antonio Williams. He's in his freshman year. And I thought this is one of the things that has been missing from Clemson is, you know, that smaller, shifty guy that can, you know, run routes and also go get the ball when they need them to go get it. They have that in Antonio Williams now, so I'm glad they figured that out. Now, on NC State side, Devin Leary is going to have to be phenomenal. He's going to have to be phenomenal in this game. These receivers and Devin Thomas and Thayer Thomas, he's going to have to be amazing as well. I think defensively for NC State, the two linebackers in Peyton Wilson and Isaiah Moore, those two guys are going to have to be phenomenal. They're the anchor of that defense. Dating back to last year, dating into this year, they're going to have to be great for this NC State team to win this game. Also, I think Devin Leary at the quarterback position, he's not going to be able to turn the football over. You're not going to be able to turn the football over, and that offensive line for NC State better bring their hard head and their lunch pail, because the defensive line, who's actually coached by a guy that I know named Nick Eason, who played the National Football League. He was with the Tennessee Titans while I was there. He's coaching their defensive line now, and those guys are nasty. And you have two of the guys on their defensive line that's going to go in the first round in this upcoming draft. So the offensive line for NC State better be ready to play.
Yeah, so you mentioned Wake Forest last week, and let me just say, I've got such a man crush on Hartman and his ability when everything's going chaotic to just deliver a perfect pass in the perfect spot. Like, I know he doesn't have any of the physical tools that everybody wants for an NFL quarterback, but my God, talk about a guy that knows when to put a little air under the ball, knows when to actually just cram it in there. The ability to understand when he needs to put touch on it, how to get it in the exact right spot. I mean, I think he carved up Clemson, but that was largely because he's just that stinking good. Now, Leary's got to come in and play that stinking good for NC State. And also, at some point, the rest of the ACC just needs to step up and start winning these games. Like, there was this moment of, if not now, then when last week for Wake Forest? So I keep looking at it saying, my God, if not now, then when you're any of these teams trying to just topple Clemson? The other part of it is, I don't think we need to put all of the ACC eggs in the Clemson basket, because if you really want to look at the conference as a whole, I'll single out Pitt as a school that lost to Tennessee. Well, that loss right now looks really good. I mean, losing to the number 8 team in the country that is absolutely on a tear, the committee's going to give that loss more credit than we think. So there's this perception that if Clemson loses on Saturday, the ACC's out of the entire conversation. I don't agree with that at all, because if Clemson loses, NC State's going to be in the conversation. If Tennessee continues to play well, Pitt's going to be in the conversation. There's still a lot of legroom left, a lot of runway left for the ACC in this playoff conversation. I don't think anybody right now looks to be in the same tier as Alabama, Ohio State, or Georgia. But when you're trying to figure out that fourth team, it could easily be a team from the ACC.
Yeah, and you also have to look out west, too. You look at a team like USC, who had a scare last week, but they ended up getting the victory. Can they do more defensively to be able to get them over the hump and win the Pac-12 and potentially go undefeated? Now, I'm excited that Syracuse is still undefeated, because I like Tucker, their running back, and I also like Schrader, their quarterback, and what they present to defenses as they're trying to prepare for him. I'm looking at Florida State and Jordan Travis and what he's been able to do. His growth as a quarterback from just last year to this year has been phenomenal. Florida State is still undefeated. And I'm interested to see, can Florida State stay undefeated until they meet a team like Clemson? And then when they do meet them, can they get that win and get over the hump that we know they need and that program actually needs and college football needs? So you have four teams right now in the ACC that's undefeated: Clemson, Florida State, Syracuse, NC State. One of those are going to get wiped out this weekend because they play each other. But I necessarily wouldn't just count out, you know, Clemson or any of these other teams if they have one loss. It's all about the parity in college football. Now, if you have a Georgia and Alabama that go undefeated and they play each other in the SEC championship game, then it's kind of gonna be survival of the fittest that in those regards. But then if you also have a Michigan and Ohio State who's undefeated when they meet one another, and then one of them becomes the Big Ten champion, and then the other one is the outlier, where do you put the team at loss, especially if the game is close? Kentucky is a team in the SEC that a lot of people need to watch out for, too. Because if they can stay undefeated and then only have their loss be to Georgia and it's a close loss, then now they have an argument to make the college football playoffs. So it's a lot of strings to it when you look at the NCAA and in the college football playoffs.
It's going
to
be wild when Kentucky, Georgia, Bama all end up with one loss and all make the college football playoff. I just want the chaos. I just want the chaos that'll make everybody else mad. in the meantime, obviously, you want to check out all the college football action, not just on ESPN Radio, but again, countdown to game day. Harry Douglas, Christine Williamson, and Harry Lyles. That's at 8:30 a.m. Eastern on all your digital platforms. And then you can check out the college football show from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. That's me and A.J. McCarron hanging out with you. The wrap-up finishes at 11 p.m., 11 to 11:30, Scooby McGessa and A.J. McCarron. So basically, if you're on the ESPN app, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, we've got you covered across the entire Saturday with all the college football action you could need. Coming up, how concerning is the slow start for Brady and Rodgers? We'll ask a Hall of Fame quarterback about it next. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Harry and Fitz filling in.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, ESPN Plus, and your smart speakers. Jason Fitz, Harry Douglas.
Why are you laughing?
It's just so many things to list. Like Canty and Carlin hanging out with you in the local theme park. Like, I mean, we're at Six Flags. Like, well, what are we doing here at this point? We're waiting on our next guest, and I got to ask you a question, Harry, because here's the thing. Like, people don't know this, but we have a way to turn our headphones on and off. And I was having a whole conversation with Harry he couldn't hear. So I got to ask your input on something, Harry, because the bosses have made it, there's free food on campus. And you know me, I'm frugal. But you also know me that I'm taking very good care of myself right now, down over 20 pounds. I'm really trying to, I'm trying to look like Harry Douglas in his playing days. Here's the question.
Sexy then.
Right. Like, I'm going to walk around with no shirt on in the way that, like, where I
just
have
to. Just be honest. You're going to walk around with no in the nude. You're going to walk around in your birthday suit.
No, I'm going to wear, like, I want to still work for Mickey Mouse, so I got to wear something.
Too.
But I'm going to have those, like those dirty lines, like, where they carve out of your stomach, and they're like, you know what I'm talking about. Like, them, like, ab lines pointing down. That's what I'm looking for, right? So I got a lot of work to do. And I'm on, like, a plan. It's like 4 or 5 months, right? I'm sexy, mm-hmm. and I know it. There's cake and ice cream in the calf. And I haven't had cake or ice cream in a very long time.
Correct.
Like over a month. If I go for the cake and ice cream, am I a soft, weak old man that will never get back on track? Or am I just having a one-day splurge and tomorrow I can work it off? I don't know. I don't know, Harry.
I'll tell you. It means you don't have any discipline. So discipline is doing what needs to be done even when you don't want to do it. Right.
What?
And Spike Lee has a movie that said, do the right thing. So do the right thing and don't eat the cake and ice cream. It's just that simple.
You know what?
That's easier said than done, though, but it's that simple.
You know, no.
People
see, that's
who,
what I need.
You know, discipline, who's had discipline their entire life. That's, you know, you need to get to that point where you can have discipline.
This is why I love working with former athletes. I'm not even going to lie about this. Like, the discipline it took to be a musician as a kid, like the execution of, like, I'm going to sit in here and I'm going to run these 8 measures of music for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours until they're perfect. is very similar to the process of like, I'm going to learn this route. I'm going to run these things in practice until they're perfect. I love the discipline that it takes to be a great athlete. And I think I've always connected with former athletes because the discipline I believe it takes to be a great musician. Where I lack discipline at times is the ability to say no to cake and ice cream. And you just gave me the kick in the butt that I needed. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not even going to go to the, you know what? I might go to the calf, walk by the cake and ice cream and scoff at it as I go by.
Get in my belly.
You want to know why? You want to know why it's important that you don't get that cake and ice cream?
Why?
You're sexy and you know.
See? Matlack, were you going to chime in on my cake and ice cream, my hunt here?
I'm just going to agree with all this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That, of course, yes. You're okay. Sexy and you know it.
No, that's fair.
That goes first. And then also.
Donuts.
That's all I had.
You know what? No, I'm a better man. 3 minutes ago, that would have been the thing that set me over the edge, and I'd miss the rest of this segment walking down the hall listening to Harry solo on radio while I was gobbling up some cake and ice cream. Now, I have found the strength and courage I need to be able to say no. And you know what? It's not going to have cream cheese frosting on it. Like, cream cheese icing is the only thing that really I need right now in my life.
You know what's crazy, though? Because something so small that you can display discipline in can lead to big things that you're so disciplined in.
See? That's very similar to how Gojo always said, how you do anything is how you'll do everything. And there's just this moment of that I think it's instilled. It's instilled. There's instilled discipline in Harry Douglas. And I needed that. I needed that kick in the butt.
You're my boy, Blue.
When I think discipline, that's one of the most interesting things about a football team, Harry, because you know, we've talked a lot about penalty problems for teams like the Cowboys coming into the season. We've talked about on this show today about some of the mental mistakes and errors that have really sabotaged the season for the team I love in the Raiders. When your team lacks discipline, in your mind, during a season, how can it be fixed?
Well, I'll say first and foremost, the head coach has to understand either he's coaching that SHIT or allowing it to happen. And that's how it used to be told to me from my special teams coach, Keith Armstrong, who's not a special teams coach in Tampa Bay. Either it's being coached that way or he's allowing it to happen. And it gets to a point to where when you have guys, no matter where they are on the roster, 1 through 53, hey, if you're not going to do things the right way and if you're not going to stop getting penalties, if you're not going to have discipline, I'm not going to play you. I don't care how much money you make. And well, that's the way you have to set the tone.
Well, one person that knows about discipline and greatness also is Kurt Warner, NFL Network analyst. You can see Kurt this Sunday on NFL Game Day at 7 a.m. Eastern, leading up to Vikings Saints, 9:30 a.m. Eastern on the NFL Network. Kurt joins us right now. We appreciate your time, Kurt, as always. Thanks for hanging out with us. When you talk about slow starts, we're talking a little bit about some of the teams that are struggling. To you, which slow start is more concerning, Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess I'm going to say Tom Brady just because Aaron Rodgers and company just beat the Bucks. And here's the way I kind of look at it is that Aaron Rodgers, you know, talent-wise, has the ability to make up for a little bit more than Tom Brady does right now. And so Tom Brady, when things go well and within the scheme of things, he's as good as anybody that's ever played. But when things are a little bit off and timing is a little bit off and a little bit more pressure around you, he struggles more because he can't necessarily just make up for that with the physical things that he does. You know, last week there was a number of times that Aaron, I thought, did that, where didn't play out perfectly and he was able to improvise just enough to be able to overcome some of those little deficiencies. And so that's why I kind of lean towards Green Bay. He always seems to find a way in games like that to do just enough and to get just enough out of the guys around him to win those games. So I'm a little more concerned about the Bucs offense, even though I love their defense and love the way their defense plays, and they're going to win a lot of games just solely based on defense while their offense is figuring it out. But I think back to when I played. I played very much like Tom, and you know, I needed things to be good around me in terms of I needed guys to run the right routes and be in the right place and allow me to dictate the things from there, as opposed to being, it's not quite right. Let me run around and make a play. And so that's kind of what I see with this Bucs offense is we've got a lot of guys shuffling in and out.
Right. What's wrong with Derek Carr and Devontae Adams right now?
You know, I think it's just one of those things. They're going through some growing pains with the new offense. Yeah, I think we're so quick all the time to just go, oh, man, Josh McDaniels was a great play caller in New England, and now Derek Carr's got Davante Adams and Darren Waller and Hunter Renfrow. Like, this is going to be a match made in heaven, and it's going to click like that, right, you know, tomorrow. And it doesn't always work like that, you know, that it takes some time, and you go through some of these things where it looks really good when you script it in practice, but then when you have to see it in games, and I'm still getting comfortable with what we're doing and what the scheme is asking me to do, that you have more issues. And that's what I see right now, is there's some good moments and then there's some ugly moments. You know, I think Derek's been pressured a little bit, you know, this year, and that always throws off some things and throws off some timing. And so I really just think they're going through some growing pains in this offense that eventually will get worked out. It's just a matter of how soon can they get there? You know, how much can they speed this up? Because it takes time. It takes time to get comfortable and just play. I always felt like it took about 12 months in a new offense to get to the point where you can visualize the formation when it's called in, and you can just react and play football without overthinking things and trying to translate things back to what we did, you know, in the last system. And so I think that's where they're at a little bit right now, is that feeling out process that comes with a lot of new pieces trying to connect together. It's just, again, you got to speed up the process, and you got to get there pretty soon, because sitting there at 0-3 is not where you want to be, and it's tough to come back from.
Kurt, the opposite of that are the Miami Dolphins sitting at 3-0. What about the Dolphins that stood out to you as real and sustainable this year?
Well, I mean, I think what stands out when you watch them is that they've got different ways in which they can beat you. I know we want to talk a lot about the offense. We'll talk about that second half against the Ravens and putting 35 points on the board and speed at the wide receiver. And that's great, because Tyreek is a heck of a player and Jalen Waddle, great player. And Tua's playing really, really good football within the scheme of what they're asking him to do. But I really like their defense as well. You know, their defense is really what won the game for them against Buffalo. And they've got playmakers on that side of the ball, too. Melvin Ingram has been huge, you know, against the Patriots. They came up with some huge plays against the Patriots, including that defensive touchdown. So that's what I like about him, is I feel like Tua's playing good, solid football. He's got playmakers on offense that are helping him out. He's got a scheme that's helping him out. And they've got a good defense. So they've got all the pieces that you look for to say, hey, when we need you to win a game for us defense, you've been able to do that. Really, twice this year, they've done that more so than the offense. When we needed the offense to step up and win a game for us in the second half against the Ravens, they did exactly that and stepped up and won a game for them. And Tua was leading the charge. So you look for teams that have multiple ways in which they can beat you. And each of those pieces has shown you that they can take over and do what they need to do if they're called upon in a particular situation. So that, to me, is what I've really liked about the Dolphins up to this point.
You guys can follow him on Twitter at Kurt13Warner, watching this weekend on Sunday morning on the NFL Network. Kurt, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
NFL Game Day kickoff, 7 a.m. Eastern, will lead you up to Vikings Saints at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on the NFL Network, where you can check out Kurt Warner, Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback and NFL Network analyst. Coming up, 3 and Out, which is brought to you by Indeed. Need new hires? You need Indeed.com/credit. 3 and Out, where you'll hear a quarterback's incredible response to a 2-time Super Bowl champion throwing shade. That's next on ESPN Radio.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can't miss Canty and Carlin, pound for pound, the biggest show on ESPN Radio.
All right, it's Canty and Carlin, Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz. Still trying to wrap my head around an apple crisp macchiato, all right, because we've asked you guys, and this is all because of producer Evan. Producer Evan got an apple crisp macchiato at the coffee stand in the ESPN CAF, and we'll just say that it's called Cloud Dollars, so that we don't, you know, offend any possible sponsors. But Cloud Dollars has this apple crisp macchiato, which then forced me to basically ask the world, what's the weirdest combination? And you have to name it. And we've had some answers on this one, Harry, but I do want to point out that there was a better way this all could have gone. Like, we could have actually gone with something that tasted good and sounded good. And so, you know, Brooke Pryor pointed out that there is a, said, I don't know that this is weird, but instead of the apple crisp macchiato, try an iced apple chai. It replaces the milk with apple juice, and it's excellent. Also about 100 milligrams of sugar, but who's counting? I mean, Brooke's on to something. They're like, that sounds delightful. Now we got a little steamed milk. We got a little bit of chai. We get a little bit of apple. We get a little bit of spice. Like, I'm in for this. This is everything nice. I'm not in for coffee and apple being combined. It sounds disgusting.
They have this thing called apple juice. Can I just put apple juice in some ice and drink it? Or put my bottle of apple juice in the refrigerator and drink it?
Yeah, but then there's no caffeine. Yeah,
I mean,
I don't drink caffeine, Evan.
Besides, like, Cloud Dollars, sorry, I keep screwing that up, our non-sponsor here, has a hot apple juice, like apple cider thing that's delightful with caramel and whipped cream on it. Be right. Oh yeah, that's right down your alley. Like,
yeah, I would take that.
It's good, good. Oh, in the world of weird combinations, somebody said pizza bites and French onion dip. I don't know that that's that
so
weird.
Yeah, so my wife did this, I don't know what they call it, this little thing for a pizza bite company, and endorsement deal. And we ate them, and actually we had that, and it was really good, Fitz.
Yeah, see, that doesn't sound bad to me. Somebody else suggested peanut butter and mayo. That sounds disgusting because mayo is
terrible.
Gross. Yeah, no, that's awful. And then we also had a peanut butter on an onion bagel. I don't really understand why we'd need peanut butter on an onion bagel.
Well, like, I think peanut butter on any bagel would be good, though. Peanut butter is good on a lot of stuff.
Peanut butter is great on everything.
Yeah, you eat peanut butter and celery? I eat peanut butter and celery.
Yeah, peanut butter and celery is a great way to make a healthy
there's
thing.
There's a pizza place in Connecticut that does peanut butter and bacon pizza with provolone cheese. Jeez. So, like, the peanut butter is the sauce, and then they have, like, crispy bacon on top, and the sweet salt. Oh. It's so delicious.
I need to know why you said the word cheese after provolone. You said provolone cheese, which is weird that you didn't just say provolone.
He didn't know the difference between the two.
Is there another type of cheese?
Or like, is it the same thing?
It's provolone, but it's not cheese.
Like, Evan?
What are we doing, Evan? That's almost watermelon and tahini, also gotcha, a suggestion. Evan. That sounds delightful. It's Kenny and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, smart speakers, ESPN Plus, public access. I don't know. We're everywhere. Harry Douglas, Jason Fitz, we're in for the guys. And as we start to have a little bit of fun towards the end of the show, got to give you a little bit of advice for any of you that might want to dabble tonight.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
This is also an opportunity for me to give you shameless self-promotion. Every Tuesday, I've got an article out on Chalk that relives some of the best and worst moments of the weekend for gamblers, fantasy football players, and friends alike. You can check it out every Tuesday. You can also get it on my Twitter, at Jason Fitz. But it's out on ESPN.com/Chalk every Tuesday. All right. We've got the moment, the bet of the night. This one's easy. Take the Marlins under 3.5 runs. I will credit my buddy David Bierman with this. He clued me onto this a while ago. If you've been doing this for the last, I don't know, 50 games, if you've taken the under at 35 or 3.5 runs, you are 35, 10, and 3 in the last 38 games. Think about it, 35, 10, and 3. Didn't work for me last night, but it will. So Marlins under 3.5. There's your easy one for you.
Yeah, I'm excited about this because I want the Marlins to go ahead and win this game so the Braves can have another game up.
I don't need the Marlins to win unless they're winning under 3.5 runs, Harry. I need them not to score more than 3.5 runs. It's hard to win that way. Oh, my God, I'm done with you. It's time for the Major League Baseball Progressive Snapshot.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
And we start 3 and Out with that Major League Baseball snapshot. Speaking of the Marlins, Miami Marlins lefty Richard Bleier had himself an inning to forget Tuesday night against the Mets. He made Major League history, the only player since 1900, that's even older than I am, to balk 3 times in the same at-bat, according to Elias Sports Bureau. So a heck of a move by him right there. So, you know, Harry, that's about as bad as it gets for the Marlins.
Yeah, they teach us not to balk like when you're in, like, middle school learning to pitch. I don't know how he does it three times in one Major League game. But I will say thank you, Marlins, because now the Mets are tied with the Braves for first place in the NL East. You can roll your eyes all you want to, Fitz. You and all the rest of you New York Mets fans that are listening right now to ESPN Radio. But the Braves are coming and humming, and we have a big series this weekend. Yes, we do. Yes, I can.
Look, I'm all in for that. I just need the Marlins to win 1-0. All right, let's go next on 3 and Out. Little Aaron Judge news here. Aaron Judge still has 60 home runs. Walked 4 times in the Yankees' 5-2 win over the Blue Jays on Tuesday. How do I know that? Because every time we cut to him live on air on Spain and Fitz, he walked. You're welcome. With the win, the Yankees clinched their 20th AL East title in franchise history. And more importantly, they get that big first-round bye in the playoffs. So, you know, the question is, you know, maybe he gets a little rest. Hey, Harry, would you sit Aaron Judge?
No, can I say this? How cowardly is that by the Blue Jays? Pitch. That's what the game of baseball is meant to. Now, I understand that you don't want it to happen to your organization and be all over highlights for the rest of your life. But at the same time, be competitive. Pitch. Pitch to the man. If you want to walk him, can you not make it look so obvious? Just walk him.
Yeah, I'm.
But don't walk him. Play baseball. I want to see Aaron Judge. And then your own home fans boo you because of it.
Yeah, well, by the way, he's in the lineup tonight, so we'll see if he can set the record tonight. I hope it happens just so he can relax a little. The Progressive MLB shot snapshot brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. We got one more here, 3 and Out. Monday night, Eli Manning on the Manning Cast took a shot. Russell Wilson said this about the Broncos quarterback.
They should have paid that punter $235 million instead of Russell.
Ooh, well, Wilson responded today with this.
You talking about Chad Powers? Yeah, you know, Chad Powers, you know. I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers, you know. You know, listen, I think that, you know, that it's part of the game, man. We're just those guys are having fun, you know, and everything else. I have a lot of respect for Peyton and Eli and those guys. Those guys, I mean, you know, I've always looked up to those guys. So I'm not stressing about it.
Oh, don't give me that lot of respect. You should have just ended it with the mic drop. Yeah. I'm 3-0 against Chad Powers. That's walk it. Away.
Yeah, but I think Eli was wrong. Eli shouldn't have did that, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? Take the high road, Eli. Don't do that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The high road is always taken on ESPN Radio. Thanks for letting Harry and I sit in. This has been Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.